The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome to Mind Erection.
Did we change our name?
No, that's what we wanted to name it, but Doug wouldn't let us. So we had to settle for Mind Pump.
I do remember we were throwing names at Doug. Doug's like, no, I don't think that's going to work.
We wanted Mind Erection, Mind Boner, you know, Mind Hard On. He said no. He said, why don't we just do Mind Pump? So, all right. So you guys got Mind Pump.
Boring.
Boring. Wow. So welcome to Mind Erection.
Who you here with?
How you like that, Doug? I'm here with Adam Schaefer.
Woop, woop.
Justin Andrews.
Yeah.
And we have Douglas, the party pooper, in the background.
Ding dong.
Adam, what did you wanted to talk about something.
No, I definitely want to go over.
Oh,
yeah.
So what do we... What makes this go,
Yeah, I had a trainer friend of mine. She messaged me today, right? And she sends this message about a client who, and this has happened to me. I'm sure this has happened to you guys. And this is what I want to bring up and see. Let's just see where you guys go with this. Is the, she says, I want to do, can we do a session where we just do like an ab blast? I want to do abs for an entire hour. And so where clients give like these absurd requests about work, they start to direct their workouts like they think what's best for their body. And this is one of the ones that it drives me crazy because it's a good topic though, because I think there's a lot of things that people don't quite understand with exercising your abdominals and how that works. And would that be ideal? And why would you or would you not do that? But, you know, it got me thinking about like, God, what else have clients told me that maybe just go like, oh,
well, why isn't that a good
maybe
idea?
Go,
Yeah. That song was fresh when it came out. Yeah. It made me dance with my big balloon pants.
So that was the very first CD that I ever purchased as a kid.
Really?
I remember that's
which one is it? CNC Music Factory?
Yeah, it's the white case. Yeah, it was the first CD I ever purchased.
Dude,
I just that's like when CDs first came out.
I just remember that other song with the controversy with the lip syncing.
Yeah.
But the dude in the video was like flexing the whole time he was dancing. He looked like a robot. He's like, ugh. And I'm like, dude, stop flexing so hard. No, it wasn't Milli Vanilli. It was a CNC Music Factory.
No, it was,
That Milli, was the Milli Vanilli was the shit, though.
When they actually sung, you mean?
Whatever. They were, yeah. You got to blame it on the rain sometimes.
Blame it on the rain.
Damn,
there it is.
About 80% of our listeners are like, who the fuck are they talking about?
I like when we talk about music, though, because we get Justin to sing every once in a while.
So why is that a bad idea? Why, Justin, why can't you just train someone's abs for an hour?
Why would you want to do that?
You could. You
for an hour?
You could.
Oh, man, that would just tear you up, man. I don't know. I'm not really big on full, like, ab workout routines, like, in general. Like, I tend to work abdominals, like, mainly in two or three different types of exercise. Like, you have your planks, right? So you can engage properly. You have your hanging type of abs, which I'll do. And then, I mean, what's left? Your transverse abdominals, you do some rotational type of movement. I mean, how much more excessive do you have to get than that?
Well, I think clients think like they're going to get better results.
There you go.
So they're going to see. They feel like because they've torn them down that they're going to see them.
Yeah, they're like, I have all this fat around my belly. Let's just do an hour of abs so that I can just get rid of this fat around my belly.
Okay.
Well, this is what drives me crazy is that it's exactly that. It's that people don't understand. For some weird reason, that it's like a muscle like anything else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So training the shit out of it's going to build it, actually.
Yeah.
So, and if you already have a belly that's got a nice good layer of fat covering those abs, it's actually going to end up probably protruding your stomach pushing it out even more because you're going to build your abdominals. The only time that I would ever put that much emphasis on working abs out with a client is if you had like severe low back pain.
Yeah.
If you had low back pain and so then I want to build and really focus on strengthening those abdominals to support your low back. Otherwise, there is a probably, I don't know, off the top of my head, 1,000 things that we can do inside the gym that would be more beneficial for you seeing your abs than actually doing abs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what I mean by that is if you actually did 45 minutes to an hour of abs, I don't know, when you guys, you and you do crunches and sit-ups and all the stuff that Justin was talking about, I mean, I've never really broken a sweat just doing abs before, and mm-hmm. you're not, you're, it's a small, it's a very small contraction. The range of motion is very small for
when you're going to fatigue them pretty quickly if you're, if that's all you're doing. So you're not going to be productive after a certain amount of time anyway.
Exactly.
And besides, and if you want them to show, you know, you want to do a total body workout so you're burning more calories, well,
you,
right?
You got to get lean. You just got to get lean. Every, look, here's a fact that a lot of people freak out over when I tell them, like, really? Everybody has a six pack.
Yeah, everybody does.
Everybody, the fattest dude you know underneath has a abdominals that if you
probably have, has a better six pack than some average people too.
Maybe because he's supporting his weight, right?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
absolutely. So, and you can't spot reduce. You know, study after study after study will show that spot reduction either A, happens to such a small degree that it's pretty much non-existent, or B, it doesn't happen at all. So if you work out your abs, you're not going to burn more body fat from your midsection.
But that's not what the Bender Ball told me.
The Bender Ball. What a great piece of equipment.
I get so pissed off when I see like
that was the commercials. That was like the little ball, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, oh, I love the I love the added range of motion it provides, you know, so you get more flexion. That, you was know, great. That was great.
We need to come up with a piece of shit like that.
Yes.
You know? I feel like
I keep thinking
them.
About that. Yeah. Like, I mean, they got the slide, the valve slide things, and it's just like, what other like moving shitty piece of equipment can we turn into a fitness?
The shake weight.
There it is. Yeah, there's another one.
Yeah, no. It's hilarious. But you know what? What's so great is how it gets everybody is that, you know, all we have to do is have some PhD put a stamp on it saying that something going on there. What
no,
it does.
Not even that. You just need a guy in a lab coat.
Yeah, right? Saying, yeah, I approve this.
I know. Then it's going and selling, though. So let's be honest. And okay, so if your primary goal is you want to flatten your stomach or you want to see six-pack abs and that's your focus, then I would say that abs are probably one of the last things I actually do. Mm-hmm. And that just sounds crazy, I think, for most people to think that way, but it's a fact because there's a bunch more things that we can do in the gym that is going to burn more calories, build more muscle, and in turn speed my metabolism up and overall help me towards my goal of leaning out faster than doing abs like crazy.
Right. That's the whole point is to lean out so you can see them. And I mean, there is like definite value in abdominal training your abdominals for strength and support and all that. And that's, I mean, really you should be addressing that like as part of the phase one, you know, of your program and as far as like structural integrity goes. But, you know, aside from that, as far as the aesthetics, just like Adam was saying, you need to focus on other things that are going to benefit you more, you know, as an overall.
You know what else I hate that we've all heard when you and this is female clients will typically say this. I just want a tone. I don't want to build anything. I don't want to get any bigger.
Yeah.
I hate that. That is like one of the worst.
Yeah.
As if getting bigger was really easy. Like, right. I'm gonna train you today. Tomorrow you're gonna wake up looking like Adam.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh fuck, oh,
I'm a linebacker. Why'd you do this to me?
You know, I'm gonna get a text from them. Sal, you fucker, I got 18 inch arms now. I told you. Well, no, it doesn't happen that way.
No, you know what? I actually had this conversation today with a female talking about this exact thing, right? Because we just switched up her nutrition. And of course, a couple pounds come up on the scale. We increase, so we're reintroducing more carbohydrates into our diet. And quite frankly, the purpose for it is because she's been running low carbohydrate for, you know, about 4 or 5 weeks now. And I know it's about that time where her body's starting to slow up, real similar to what Justin's dealing with right now. And then he's mm-hmm. switching gears. Mm-hmm. So we reintroduce the carbohydrates and only about 50 grams of carbs additional into her daily intake right now. But the idea is for us to combat that with either more lifting or some sort of cardio to kind of counter that so we don't see a major weight gain. Mm-hmm. But seeing some sort of weight gain, it's going to be natural, especially if you're intaking more calories, more carbohydrates, more food, and then you're lifting weights. But here's the thing, like if you're doing it clean and you're doing it right and it's that incremental, more than likely a good percentage of that is going to go all to muscle and it's going to be good weight. And you
she
know,
freak out?
Yeah, well, not totally freak out, but she was like, yeah, I don't like the way I feel. And I see, but really it's reflected because the scale. Because I'm looking at her and I'm telling you, like, hey, listen, you know, I'm like the bluntest ever with clients. I'll tell you, you look fat, you look soft, you're not looking better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a reflection of me, so I'll tell your fat ass. Like, no, you know, you ain't doing it right. Because whatever I'm telling you to do, you must not be listening because you're looking soft right now. But she looked great. She looks good. She looks tighter. You know, she looks like she's got even better shape than what she did the last time I seen her. But she's up a couple pounds on the scale. But it's like, hey, listen. Building muscle is so hard. You know, you should be happy that we've done this. Let's give it a couple more weeks, see what happens with your scale weight, see what happens, how you feel and look, and then we can always switch and go back the other direction. And when we go back the other direction, watch how much faster you lean out this time, because now you've built your metabolism up to get used to actually handling these extra carbohydrates.
And let's not forget how dense muscle is. I mean, you could gain 2 pounds of muscle and you're not going to be bigger. You'll just be tighter. You'll just feel tighter. Whereas if you gain 2 pounds of body fat, body fat takes up roughly like almost a third more space, or if not more. Well, so you know, you lose 2 pounds of fat and gain 2 pounds of muscle. The scale says the same thing, but you're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You're much smaller. So it's
and softer. That's a great point, because that's also why people are deceived by that. Because they see that they could be gaining body fat because their diet's off and not balanced right, but because they see the scale going down,
they get motivated by
they
that.
They get motivated. Yeah. It's like, no, you're going the wrong
way. No.
Yeah, you're not feeding the body the muscle
we want it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, one thing I kind of remember, like, so that people ask me or kind of irritates me. Do you guys notice, like, whenever a study comes out, like, say it's like, for instance, for me it was resveratrol, so there's like some fat burning effects to like resveratrol, and so now, like, all of a sudden I get all these, well it says that, and so therefore I'm just doing like one glass of wine a night, you know, so I'm gonna be fat burning, and you know, it's all part of the program. I'm like, oh, that's so great, I'm glad that this is working out for you. You know, like, it's just like, it's so irritating, because like every time you start making progress, then like something in the news will come up, and
oh, yeah,
people just like gravitate to that. Yes, well, validation.
That goes back to the lab coat thing, like we were just saying. Yeah. It's like, you know, all of a sudden somebody with some sort of authority comes out and says the benefit. You know what? We could probably go through everything, and I'm talking even drugs that are illegal, and talk and pitch you guys on the benefit that something has a benefit.
Yeah, of course. I remember you said something about cocaine.
Cocaine has got to
make you run and jump and hop and skip.
Yeah, right. I'll sell you some cocaine as a fat burner. Yeah.
What about the fat burning effects of crystal meth?
Yeah.
You ever seen a fat meth user? No.
No.
Dude, restless leg syndrome burns calories.
You
bro.
Can take all day. You can take any chemical, any supplement, anything out there, and you can put a positive spin on what it could do for you. And absolutely, there's things out there. There's certain things that are found in red wine that are beneficial and stuff, but it doesn't outweigh the damage of the rest of the bottle that you pound and it ends up doing, man, to you.
Because that one glass is never, like, you know the difference in sizes? Like, you have, like, the goblet size, whatever that is, and then you have, like, the real, you know, one glass.
Like a 5-ounce pour.
I'm just saying, yeah, and then they fill it, like, all the way to
the
top.
Well, you know what the true measurement for a glass of wine, what it is, it's 4 ounces.
4 ounces. Yeah.
And if 4 ounces is 4 little shots.
It's, like, tiny.
4 little shots is, a shot glass is 1 ounce. That's 4 little shot glasses of wine. Well, people do not treat that.
Well, bro, if you, whatever.
Pour, like, half the bottle.
Yeah, whatever benefit you get from 4 ounces, that's why I'll drink 16 ounces. You just get 4 times the benefit, right? Yeah. Isn't that how it works?
That's science. Yeah, all day.
Science.
Mind pump.
Mind pump science. Yeah, the other one that gets on my nerves a little bit, I'll have clients, and this and I've actually, I hate to say this, I've actually quote-unquote taught clients a lesson. When they'll come up to me and be like, I didn't really get sore from our last workout. As you know, because they think they equate soreness with an effective program.
Or sweating.
Yeah, and so I'll explain that to them. Like, actually, soreness is a really bad indicator of, you know, how well you're doing. And it doesn't really tell you much unless you get too sore. Yeah, but I really like to get sore. I like to feel sore.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually had clients do this and kind of argue with me. So it's like, okay. We'll get you sore, you know, drop sets and negatives. And,
squats for an hour.
Yeah. And then they'll call me the next day, my legs are bleeding. I'm like, well, doesn't that feel great? Isn't that what you wanted?
Yeah, right. No, that's the other one too, is the, I get my cardio queens.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, believe that the only way for you to burn fat is you got to get on the cardio.
If you're going to lose weight, you're going to be on this the actually,
this,
all day.
So this happened to my wife. She's been working out for a long time, and she would do a lot more cardio. And I've been telling her for years, lift more weights, focus on getting stronger, watch what happens, focus on getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, it, you know, it clicked. And I think just because, you know, for those you get, so those of you listeners who are married, you know, if you say something, it's usually they won't listen just because you said it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They wait till somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's normal. Absolutely normal. So anyway, so now she's lifting more and she's doing less cardio and she's getting stronger. Lo and behold, her freaking clothes aren't fitting her because she's getting leaner, smaller, but she weighs the same on the scale.
Oh.
She's got more muscle and less body fat.
There it is. Yeah.
So that cardio, not nearly as effective.
No, I have the same thing going on, the same thing that happened with my girl. So we've been together a little over 4 years. And when we first met, she was like running queen. Like she's always been in a lower body fat percentage. She's always been an athlete, but that was kind of, we talked about this before in a podcast about, she had the athlete mentality where she was a collegiate level athlete. She ran, she played basketball 7 days a week, pretty much. She could pretty much eat whatever she wanted. And she just trained hard. She lifted weights hard. She ran hard, and that was just it. And then when she really wanted to lose weight or drop, you know, body fat, because maybe she had like back-to-back weekends of drinking or eating pizza like crazy or something, she would just add more running, you know, just be like, okay, I'll run. Now I normally run like 5 miles. Now I run 10 or 15 miles, you know, and just keep adding the running to negate what she was doing nutritionally. And it was like, I remember when I'd tell her at the very beginning, just like you said, Sal, too. I mean, I must've told her for 2 years before I finally got her to switch. But then now it's fun to watch her now, because now she like teaches like all her niece and all her girlfriends and everything like that, like teaches her like how to do things. And she's like, and the first thing they're like, God, you look so great. How much cardio do you do? She's like, I don't do any cardio, actually. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't do any cardio. She's like, I probably couldn't run a block right now. She's like, you know, I lift.
And all those girls' heads just explode.
Oh, yeah. They're like, what? That doesn't make sense. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, no, I lift weights. I lift weights heavy and hard, harder than I ever have in my life. And I eat correctly according to what I should be trying to do. And it's just as completely altered her physique, which for her, it's been a real treat to watch too, because like I said, when she started, she was already pretty lean. So when we met, I've never seen her higher than 14% body fat, and she wavers between 10 and 12.
She's pretty ripped.
Yeah, she's very lean. She's very lean, but she's a different, and even though, like I said, she's always kind of been around there, in 2 years' time, you know, she's really only seen like 1 or 2% body fat percentage get a little bit lower, but the composition is completely, like the way it's shaped on her body. Her, you know, her waistline has came in, like she has definition in arms. Like she just had this picture, someone took a picture of her today, and she's like, oh my God, I've never seen my arms look like that. Like they actually have separation. Definitely said, yeah, you know, you weren't just genetically born that way, you can't ever have shoulders and buys and tries and separated. You know, I think that's a big myth that a lot of people think. A lot of people think that they can't sculpt and shape the body because they don't. They don't spend the time trying to. They spend the time, you know, all they care about is losing fat or gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight. Yeah, it's like, dude,
up and down.
And here's what's neat is when you actually go at it with the mentality of sculpting the body, you can enjoy surplus calorie surpluses. It's kind of like what's going on with me right now. Here I am on this mini bulk. And it's like, I can cry about it and be like, oh, I'm putting this extra weight on that I want, or I can put it to good use and hit the weights good and really focus on what I'm trying to do. And as long as I keep that surplus in moderation, a good majority of that is going to go where I want it to go, you know, and then it's going to help build my metabolism up. So then when I switch gears going leaning back out again, my metabolism is going to be ramped up and you're going to see me for results even faster.
Well, I've also had clients, complain about resting between sets. Like, why don't we just do another exercise right now while I'm resting?
Yeah.
And so I have to explain to them, and I'll explain to the listeners here, when you're working out with resistance and you're trying to build muscle, and I'm going to use the word build, okay, because the fitness industry likes to say things like tone, sculpt. Adam just said sculpt. Reality, it's all building, right? That's what muscles do. They either build or they don't. When we're trying to build muscle, the type of fuel that we want to utilize primarily is ATP, which is the type of energy your muscles use for lifting heavy weights, for sprinting. Basically, it burns quickly, and it gives you strength and power. ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate. It burns up very, very quickly. And once it burns up, if you continue to move, then you start to burn glycogen. You start to focus more on endurance. So this is the difference between like running a you know, 5 miles versus running a 50-yard dash. A 50-yard dash, ATP, you know, 5 miles, glycogen. Mm-hmm. So I explain that to him and I say, listen, we rest in between because we allow ATP to replenish so that we can burn it again. And this is what builds muscle. We want to stay in that anaerobic stage to really get the body to change. Because if we just go from exercise to exercise, yes, you're going to sweat more. Yes, you're going to burn more calories for this workout, but overall you burn less calories and you're not going to get the same kind of results. So they think, you know, and this is, of course, the mentality even some high-level people have is the, you know, I have to beat the crap out of myself every time I work out to get results.
Well, I want to say something that is not totally off topic, but I think it's a perfect thing to piggyback off what you just said. And this explains why the first introduction of cardio that I do is a 12-minute HIIT right after I work out. And the purpose of that is because what Sal was just talking about, our body, when I'm lifting weights and I'm giving myself rest periods, is primarily using ATP. I'm not completely fully depleting my glycogen stores. In fact, when you weight train traditionally, you're only going to utilize about 80-85% of your glycogen stores. So my body still has a little bit of fuel left in the tank. So by me going and hit cardio for 12 minutes hard, I basically deplete and empty that tank out and I'm finished. So therefore, when I'm finished, I'm completely gassed out. I could be walking home to my car and now my body is just utilizing fat as its primary source of fuel because mm-hmm. I've tapped out all my glycogen. Mm-hmm. And so that's the purpose of when I decide that I'm going to start to introduce cardio, that's the first bit of cardio I do. I first start doing that because it's quick, it's easy, it's 12 minutes. I can already start to see a nice little change from that in itself. And then I start adding additional time, doing my steady state and fasted and things like that down the road. So people, maybe if you follow me, you've heard me on Instagram or you've seen me write about this. That's exactly why it was hearing Sal explain that. I figured that was a good time to explain. Yeah, that's why I would do something like that. So it's not to say that it's the only way, it's the best way. It's the reason why I do it. It's the reason why I do that first. Instead of introducing steady state or fasted first, which I know a lot of guys, when they're competing, the first thing they do as soon as they add cardio, it's double day cardio, 1 hour in the morning, fasted, 1 hour at night. And that's kind of like their regimen. It's like, dude, there's no reason to come out the gates like that. You can build up to
that. Well, this is, I mean, it just keeps reiterating the importance of specificity as far as I'm concerned. Like if you're training for a specific aesthetic, a specific strength, a specific endurance, you know, you want to run on the proper energy for that and operate, you know, your body properly to get there. So, you know, you just got to consider that. Like when you, all these other programs, like I'll throw CrossFit under the bus again, like what are they running on? You know, what are they focusing on? What's your end game for that? So, you know, I thought that was a good point though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about some weird things? You guys ever have clients make weird or just like out there, you know, questions or suggestions,
requests or whatever,
or requests. Yeah,
yeah. I've had funny requests on like if they want like a specific body part or something they want to focus on. That's like all they ever want to do. Like,
I actually had a lady once tell me that she couldn't do any chest exercises because she didn't want to rupture her breast implants.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had it. Let me tell you that.
And I was like, wow, you'd have to lift a lot of weight, I think, to do that. I don't think you're going to
bouncing it off real hard. Boing.
I actually had to look it up. And I came back at her and I said, you know, I looked it up and those things can handle quite a bit of pressure. I think you're okay.
My favorite is the ones that come over to tell you when they're really coming over, probably just to show you. They come over. I get it a lot in the club. So that like, so I know you have us doing chest presses right now, but you know, and they're doing like this gesture like towards their tits, like for me to look down, like, yeah, I see you have fake tits. What does that have to do with us? And then I assume that maybe she had surgery like last week or something like that. Like, oh, did you just get them done? Like, she was like, well, no, I've had them for like 2 years, but. Yeah. Do I really need to do this?
Yeah, you're fine.
I mean, aren't they awesome already? Yeah. Look at them.
Like, yeah, okay, yeah, good point. Actually, they are pretty nice. You go ahead and do some back. Yeah.
You gotta support those things.
Adam will give you a spot. He'll spot you.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff that's kind of blown me away. I train, it's one of my favorite groups of people to train are people who are in advanced age, like people over the age of 65 or 70.
That's so crazy to me. You like that.
I enjoy it because, you know, their lives change. You know, you train a 40-year-old and they get in better shape. You know, there's definitely some life-changing stuff, but you train a 75-year-old and all of a sudden they can go up and down the stairs again.
Yeah, it takes patience, though. I think it takes a lot of patience.
You know, their bodies respond just as fast as anybody else's. The difference is that their potential is lower. You know, an 85-year-old is not going to squat 300 pounds, but an 85-year-old who's not active at all, and I do a very... And of course, the workout has to be extremely... It has to be appropriate, but I train them appropriately, and all of a sudden, like within 2 weeks... You know, they went from barely being able to stand up off of a chair to now doing body weight squats, just standing, which is life changing. But one of the things I hear from them, I can almost count on it every single time, is they'll come up to me, and this is usually about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months into our sessions, you know, working out. They'll come up to me and they'll be like, and they're always embarrassed. And well, I got some old guys that aren't embarrassed, but the ladies will be like, Sal, you know, what kind of changes happen with when we lift weights? I'm like, oh, well, you know, you build muscle, you burn body fat, and I, you know, go through some changes. I've noticed any changes in like how you feel. Like, yeah, you're supposed to have more energy. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
I mean, she's like alluding to her sexual. Yeah, and I'm like, beating you around the bush.
And I'm like, your libido goes up. Yeah, is that normal? I'm like, yeah, that's totally. That's a,
and then I want to sleep with my husband again. This is crazy.
And then the old guys will come up to me and be like, hey, Sal, I'm getting boners again. I'm like, oh, well, there you go. Congratulations. High five. Let's keep doing this. That's one of my favorite.
Yeah. You sick fuck. That's why you like training all these old guys.
I like to get old people horny.
Yeah. Viagra.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.